Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. You minutes past 4 p.m. A few hours from now, 9 p.m. on News Nation, you can watch our friend Ashley Banfield. The show is called Banfield. She joins us now. Ashley, I was just watching you last night, and as long as I've been in this business, it's so weird to watch someone on television and then talk to them the next day. I get all giddy and weird, so pardon me.
Well, I get all giddy and weird every time I call you, Dave.
See, we still got the magic. We still got the magic after all these years. I'm pretty surprised that Alec Baldwin was charged. How about you?
So I'm not, especially when I read why the district attorney in Santa Fe County said she was charging him. And part of me wonders if there's politics involved because Alec Baldwin is very liberal and maybe Santa Fe County may not be. Part of me thinks that. The other part of me believes that when she says, look, we have to set an example for this industry, that you got to be careful. This is safety is important. People die if you're not careful.
Yeah, it's one of those, it's like almost like a law school exam question where, like, I can't tell you who is negligent, but I can tell you this for sure. Somebody was, right? You don't end up dead on a movie set without someone really screwing up.
Yeah, and I think the way this thing sort of played out sounds like she's zeroing in on people who you could make a case for, right? And she asked for a whole lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars from the city budget to do a prosecution. So I think she's saying, look, Baldwin, you're two hats, right? You're an actor, but you're a producer. And you've got a duty to make sure that things are safe. She said it's kind of twofold. And that's why she charged him twice. Like she basically said two counts of involuntary manslaughter. Number one, you got a duty to make sure the gun and the ammo are checked. Even if you're an actor, you got to check it yourself. And number two, this one's a little less sure. You should never point a gun at anyone. But I don't think that you can tell a jury that's the same for an actor whose job it is to point a gun at someone, as opposed to look at me at a party and I bring out my new Smith & Wesson to show all my friends and boom, it goes off. That's different.
Yeah.
Right. That's very different.
Yeah.
So I just think that second one, I don't think is as strong. I think the first one is strong. A, as an actor, you've got a duty to make sure gun and ammo is properly checked. I could see how he can argue that. He said, that's why we hire an armorer. That's why we hire a props guy. When I'm told cold gun, I trust my workers that what I'm getting is a cold gun and not one with a live round in it.
So, Ashley, as I said, I've been watching you cover the Idaho case and now the case with the Walsh case. And if these were movie scripts, they would never get made because the criminals were just too stupid. Knowing all these details, and as they come out, and especially yesterday with the Walsh cases, they were going, you know, chapter and verse on all these dumb things the guy did. I mean, are you just really just shaking your head on this? Like, I can't even believe this is real.
I shake my head at least four times a day, and I am astounded at some of the things that I see. In this particular case, I am astounded at how, if this man is guilty, and right now he's only charged and he has the presumption of innocence, but if he is guilty, it does fall into the category of dumbest criminals, because I think he thinks he's smart. I think he thinks he knows how to cover his tracks, but I don't think he really thinks he knows much about I know he doesn't know much about the business, because this one seemed, you know, pretty obvious. There's an overwhelming amount of evidence on this defendant, Brian Walsh.
Yeah. So on the Idaho case, This one intrigues me for the obvious reasons. You know, you got this guy who's a PhD candidate in criminal justice, and I'm sure fancies himself at least some sort of Hannibal Lecter. And then he leaves behind the scabbard for the K-bar knife. And then I was reading something, and of course everyone has an opinion, and everyone is a junior sleuth. But well, maybe he's crazy like a fox, and he left it behind to set up a defense. And what's your gut on this?
I don't think anybody ever, even someone who thinks he's a clever mastermind, and again, Brian Koberger has the presumption of innocence in this case. There'll be a robust litigation of this case. I don't think anybody would ever say, I'm going to leave evidence behind in a death penalty state of a quadruple murder. So that part, I think, is fanciful on the part of people who, you know, have chat rooms for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was intentional. But again, for someone, if he is guilty, for someone to have left as much of a trail, a popcorn trail, behind, both digitally, forensically, I like to call it the forensic smoking gun when it comes to DNA, that part does shock me. And there is, by the way, there is a mountain of evidence already against Brian Koberger. Much of it, defense attorneys can question and plant the seed of reasonable doubt with each of the sciences that were used to employ a case. So there will be a robust defense. But again, it all comes down, Dave, to 12 people and how reasonable they are when they are asked if this creates a reasonable doubt. You and I probably have a different sensibility when it comes to what's reasonable. Someone who's listening right now may think it's fine for an 18-year-old to have a beer. Somebody else might think it's not okay until you're 40 to have a beer. Everybody has a different sense of being reasonable.
So this has to be, given what you do for a living, this has to be like drinking out of a fire hose for you. What are you going to do on the show tonight? What can people look forward to?
Yes, it is drinking out of a fire hose. I can barely breathe. So I'll tell you something. Just as we were, you know, engaging in this phone conversation, People Magazine and Steve Helling, who's one of the best crime reporters in the world. I sat beside him in court for Casey Anthony for months on end. People Magazine and Steve Helling in particular just broke something phenomenal in the Idaho case. And let me get you up to speed, because it probably hasn't even populated many people's inboxes yet. He has found a connection between Brian Koberger and three of the victims, the young women who were murder victims. And he's got a source who says at the Mad Greek restaurant in Moscow, Brian Koberger was there at least three times. And we now know from covering this case for a couple of months that not only was Maddie Mogan, an employee there, a server, but so was Anna Kernodle. The two roommates were both employees of the Mad Greek. And I can tell you from my own reporting that we all know right now Brian Koberger is a very strident vegan, right? Doesn't like pots and pans that have even touched, meat before. But in that community of Moscow and the adjacent community of Pullman, Washington, where his university is located, there are only about three restaurants, if you're a vegan, that serve fantastic vegan food, and the Mad Greek is one of them. So if he is as assiduously vegan as he professes to be, it would stand to reason that he would be at one of the three best vegan restaurants in that area. And now People Magazine, again, and Steve Helling have this source who worked at the restaurant saying, yeah, he was in there at least three times.
And Ashley, remind me, what do we know about him slipping into one of the young ladies' DMs?
Well, again, People Magazine has cornered the market on this story. At first, people reported that he had slipped into one female victim's, and nobody is saying which female of the three female victims, that Brian Koberger had tried to reach out through social media, but that the female victim did not respond. And that's for many reasons. If you're an Instagram user, if you're not followed, those messages go into a different file than your regular messages. So it's not that you'll see them and ignore them. It may be possible that this female victim never saw the messages. But again, now People is breaking even further information, and they're saying he actually reached out to all three female victims via social media and slipping into the DMs. And once again, wasn't followed by these three. So those messages may have gone into the file where you don't see them, you know, regularly. You don't get the alerts on them, et cetera. But now there's more of this connection that Koberger had reached out to all three on social media, and not one of the female victims had responded. We are not being told the same about Ethan Chapin, that he had reached out to Ethan and that Ethan hadn't responded, just that Zanna and Maddie and Kaylee had all been targeted on their direct messages.
Wow. So for everything up to date tonight, 9 p.m. News Nation, Banfield, our friend Ashley Banfield. Ashley, that was exciting. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Always love talking to you, Dave. Take care.
DGS. What were we just... Oh, yeah. I don't mean this to sound like I'm wishing ill on anyone, because I have no control over it and I have no dog in the fight, but I just said to Rach in the break, I really hope the Alec Baldwin case goes to trial.
How entertaining would that
be? Yeah, I mean, that's my Amber Heard Johnny Depp. Like, that's one I want to watch. Can you imagine Alec Baldwin testifying, doing the Alec Baldwin?
So dramatic.
Right? Wheeler's joining us from home. He's prepping for a colonoscopy tomorrow. So is it soup yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ew, TMI. Don't tell us that.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything. I just said yeah.
But you made me picture it.
You ask, you get the answer.
Is it fun, kind of? A little bit?
I mean, it's just a thing. It's not fun, and it's not
terrible.
He's not terrible.
Giving me anything, Andrew.
Don't give me anything. Yeah. I think it sounds like fun.
I think it does, too.
Well, I mean, no, yeah, it's not.
I've done it, and it was.
Yeah,
fun?
I was going to say, I know
I'm
it's
weird.
Fun.
I'm weird.
I know it's fun.
I'm not past the part where I got to drink this garbage every 10 or 12 minutes. That's the part that's annoying me.
Yeah, that's got to be a bummer.
It tastes like ass.
Ironic.
Maybe that's why it works.
Rach has an interesting query for us.
Well, okay, so it started because I watched The Last of Us on HBO, and it's really, really good, and no spoilers, but it's about zombies. And I got to thinking about the apocalypse, similar to how Kevin was thinking about it the other day. And I don't know how I then got on this track. I guess I was thinking of, like, how to forage for things and, like, how to find the things you would need. But let's say it was the end of the world and you happened upon a store and you were going to camp out there for like a week, or even just now, if you were like, hey, we're going to lock you in a store for a week, which store would you pick? Because mine is really, really basic.
Is this, are you thinking more survival or more fun?
Both. You have to be able to survive and have fun.
Okay. The thing that popped in my mind first was Target.
See, I thought Target, too, but then...
Furniture, televisions, food.
Mm-hmm. But they also have all of that at Walmart, and Walmart is bigger with more stuff. So I think I would go with Walmart. As much as I prefer the shopping experience at Target, I think I would go Walmart.
I'm thinking, like, Bass Pro Cabela's. Like an outdoor store.
You'd have to survive off of, like, jerky and saltwater taffy.
Yes, and? I mean, that's how I survive now. My diet's not getting any worse if I'm drinking soda and eating jerky out of the Bass Pro Shop. Yeah. But they got that little fish tank aquarium that I can sit and look at, and I can go play with the, you know, fishing rods or whatever. And sometimes they've got...
Didn't realize you were such an outdoorsman.
I'm an indoor outdoorsman.
Oh, speaking of, this is not going to translate, but I got to get it out of my face. So, Wheels, you know, the studio door, and for everyone out there, the studio door weighs 100 pounds. It's super, super heavy. And even if you're a big, strong guy, you got to really kind of, you know, lean back to pull it. So Andrew comes in, and he's especially leprechaun-y, and he's clicking his heels, and I don't know, something went well for him. And so he's leaving, and in one big sort of 1940s Gene Kelly musical move, he goes to grab the door and lean back all in one motion, except he misses the door handle.
He went
flying ass over tea kettle.
I took a big swing at the door, and the goal being to grab the door and then use my weight to open it.
He's like, how you produce a show.
I wasn't looking at the door, and I was like, I know where that handle is, and I took a big swing at it and clean missed. Didn't even graze it. Clean missed it entirely.
It's really funny.
I'm guessing you've all done that, where you do the thing where you fall down and then you try to play it off.
I didn't go all the way down, but I did collide with the wall.
I will trip and try to play it off like that was more of a skip than a trip.
Yeah.
Can you tell the story about when you ran?
Oh, yeah. It was shortly after we moved over to this building from the powerhouse. Gosh, I don't even know what I was thinking. We used to have a digital department here and had people that worked in it. It's just been reconfigured so many times. But in the big, sorry, this is unnecessary to the story. There was a digital department. These kids around my age at the time were sitting having a conversation. They asked me a question and I was like, I don't know. And I got nervous. So instead of just walking away, I turned on my heel and I ran. And I didn't just run. I ran into the bathroom.
She came in and she's like, I just did the dumbest thing. I'm like, oh, come on, hon, it can't be that bad. And she tells me, like, damn, that's oof.
I was
and
like,
she showed me how she ran. It was especially kind of dorky.
Well, because I was wearing sneakers. I was wearing these, like, almost running sneakers that I guess made me feel fast or something. And I was like, shibbity-doo. And
here I
go. Exactly.
She was wearing zips, Dave.
I'm like, ask me about it later. I'm going to run into the bathroom
now. I know you weren't really thinking, but if you're thinking anything, what was the upside to that?
The upside was like,
she's
getting
really
out
fast.
Of no, I was
she's
not
so
trying
human.
To definitely wasn't trying to impress anyone. I got a thing with running when I was in like middle school and maybe even high school. This is so I can't believe I'm gonna tell you guys this. So my school was like stairs everywhere, like it, flights and flights of stairs, and I would get bored walking up the stairs, so I would run up the stairs, mm-hmm. and like no one else ran up the stairs, and I just did it because it saved some time. But I realize now, like, wow, that is so dorky to have your backpack on and like run up the stairs really fast just to save yourself a couple of minutes.
What,
I guess
what age are we talking?
Oh gosh, I don't want to say.
Like, maybe like
yeah, I mean, I said high school, like 15,
16, 17.
Not 17. I grew out of it by then, but I don't know. Really, I just wanted to get out of the situation, so I ran away.
I don't really see anything wrong with the running up the steps thing. I mean, that's just like...
But it's a little dorky.
She's like, I moved fast, and the only reason was to save time!
It would be awesome, though, if you were doing that and making the Super Mario noise when you were doing it.
Andrew, you don't think it would be dorky if someone in your high school ran from class to class?
That's just because the act of... At Alton High, the act of existing was dorky. That was something to be bullied for. If you were just there at school walking through the hallways, that was cause enough to be bullied. I went to a mean high school.
Yeah, I was afraid
and I was
of
the mean one.
Alton High School. Growing up in Roxana, there were some bullies there, but not Alton bullies.
It was a rough spot. And they made us go like they had that whole open air thing where you had to walk out into the elements to make it from one class to another. And they gave
you
no.
The world?
No, remember? There was like there was the three buildings at Alton High that you
no,
would
I've
have.
Never, I was never there, so.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you, I figured you'd probably seen it at some point. So there were three buildings at Alton High connected
by the arch or something?
The parking lot. And so.
I've been there and I didn't go there, so it's fine.
And so you're going, you would have like 5 minutes to make it from the top floor of one building all the way down across the giant parking lot, and then all the way back up the steps to the next building.
I told you guys, when I went to see my mom Sunday, I took a detour and drove through, like, the parking lots. Like, I was driving right where my classes were, and I was 13 years old with a stomachache all of a sudden. Mm. Like, it just comes washing back. And it looked significantly different. It's been, 40 years or something like that. But it looked enough the same that it still made me kind of panic. Like, I was going to be late for biology or something. Mm-hmm.
When you're late, you just got to run. You'll get there a little faster. Trust me.
Yep.
Oh, man. Mm. I love
got
that.
Got my running
image.
Shoes on today.
And then I did it again at like 28. I just turned around and I ran at work and I ran into the bathroom.
It's awesome.
So, it's not awesome. It's pretty embarrassing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
438 DGS on KMOX. We are 1 week away from DGS Live at the Wildy in Edwardsville. I better think of some funny stuff because I got nothing. The only people who bought their tickets, you're like, okay, great. Tomorrow, we're going to be giving away four tickets because our buddy Brian Main, who is the golf pro at Whitmore, who's just the sweetest guy in the world, everything that I do, he buys four tickets and he donates them to a veteran. So tomorrow, let's just call during the 2 o'clock hour. Tomorrow during the 2 o'clock hour, if you're a veteran, you can call in, get four tickets, and be like basically front row for DGS Live next week. Stand up. I'll do 40 minutes or so of that. Then Jimmy Griffin's going to join me. You're going to do some Beatles songs for you. And then everyone in the show, Sue's going to be there. And I think Chris and Amy are going to be there. We'll come out again and we'll do like an hour of Q&A. And it's a ton of fun. There are very, very few tickets left, kind of a smattering. But you can scoop up the remaining ones if you want at KMOX.com/events. Matt Pauly joins us. Wheels, you with us?
I am.
Okay. Good man. Matt, I heard you on the news, or maybe I heard someone talking about the coaching situation with the Cardinals.
Yes.
So what's that all about?
Yeah, the minor league coaches have all been announced. All the managers are going to be back. One of the cool things, though, is one of the members of the coaching staff for the team in Peoria, Illinois, which is the club's high A team, it's going to be a woman, and it's the first time that there has been a uniformed woman coach.
Look at that.
In Cardinals history.
Very cool. Yeah. Are there many uniformed women coaches in Major League Baseball?
More and more it's happening. There's a handful around. Like, it's not many. I don't even think you might be able to count them on one hand, certainly not more than two. But we're seeing there's a female general manager with the Miami Marlins now. There's a lot more women working in baseball front offices and the analytics department, things like that. And this woman in particular, she's a former softball player. She's going to be involved. So, you know, I think the basketball kind of is leading the way for a while. You saw, you see a lot of female assistant coaches in the NBA. Baseball's a little bit behind on that, but it's cool to see, I think.
Yeah. It'll be, pardon me, it'll be nice when it's no longer novel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's a young girl at one of our Cardinals caravan stops this past week who her question to the players was, when is a girl going to get to play Major League Baseball? And I think it's an interesting question because a girl's never going to play. A woman's never, I don't think, is ever going to play in the NBA. I'm somewhat doubtful in the NHL. Maybe it could happen for a goalie. Outside of a kicker, it's probably not going to happen in football. But there is like a possibility that down the line you could see a woman play Major League Baseball.
You know, it really changes your point of view. I know this, Wheels, you know this, Matt, you know this, having a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to be all Hallmarky and ham-fisted because it's not all syrupy. It's just like, oh, you know, what if she wants to be an NFL kicker? Something that 20 years ago I might have scoffed at. You're like, well, hell yeah, my daughter can be in it, you know? Like, it really changes the way you look at the world.
Yeah, I mean, it does to a degree, but she couldn't play ever on, like, say, the defensive line. You know, and there are going to be some physical limitations.
I like how my sweet little thing about daughter, she's like, no way she plays interior tackle.
She's not playing, she's not rushing the passer, I can tell you that.
Get real, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
No, but I mean, I think I have the same feeling. Like, you know, I wanted my daughter to be able to pursue anything, and the truth is that you can pursue this. I mean, Menon Rayom played in the NHL, but only one game. But she was the first woman to appear in an NHL game. That was a long time ago, too, by the way. But, you know, it wasn't there to stick around for a long period of time. It was just there to get the opportunity and had a reputation for being a quality goaltender before that. I think on the coaching and managerial side, it makes all the sense in the world. Like, there are all kinds of men coaching these teams that never played at that level, that never had the ability to do it. So why couldn't any woman do it?
Hey, what's the deal? I'm not into the NFL enough to know, but I keep seeing this guy. I think he's the head coach for the Dolphins. He looks like a 32-year-old bro.
Daniel?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the deal with that?
He's a smart dude who's a little bit different. Like, I mean, he's the kind of what Wheels was just saying. It's not about, you know, playing. It's about guys who are really, really intelligent, and he's a super intelligent guy.
Did he play the game at all?
I don't know. Do you know? I don't think he did, but if he did, it was at a very low level.
He did. He played at Yale.
He did? Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what his playing career was like. I don't know if he was just on the team or if he was a productive player. It doesn't.
Who would have a harder time? A really good player from the 60s in the NFL or a really good head coach? They just get thrown into the team right now and they have to sink or swim.
I think the player, because you couldn't do what you did then. You'd have to completely do it a different way. Whereas a coach, I think you could maybe figure it out a little bit better.
I mean, if we're taking him like in a time machine and plopping him down, the player is going to get killed. The game is so different. The players are so much bigger. But, I mean, if in any era, if you come up in that era, you'll be fine. I mean, it's all about what you're growing up in. And I do think a lot of the basic fundamental principles of coaching still exist, right? Getting people to buy into what you're doing, using – essentially all you're trying to do is create time and space, right? You're using geometry and physics to create time and space. I think the great ones would be fine. The players, though – boy, you talk about just a different world that we live in as far as the athletes are concerned.
So which of the major sports you bring back a head coach, a time machine, that you pluck them out of 1968 and they are here? Which major sport would the coach be most likely to look at today's game and go, oh, this has gone to hell in a handbasket. You've ruined the game.
I lean basketball. I think basketball looks the most different, maybe, but it's still the same game. I don't know. That's a really interesting question. I don't know. My first instinct is basketball, but then it comes out of my mouth and I go, well, the game's still kind of basically the same. There's just more athletic dudes doing it. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, the fundamental, you know, batter pitcher dynamic in baseball doesn't change that much. When you catch a ground ball, you throw the runner out. That doesn't change very much, but the way that people approach trying to do things is different in all of the sports, but I'd say the coaches that would probably be most put off from that era would probably be the football coaches, because back then it was 3 yards in a cloud of dust. It was more of a conservative, be careful, don't give anything away, and now it's sling the ball around. You're going to throw way more often than you're going to run unless you have the lead. The rules have changed so much. I think football might be the one that's the most shocking to those guys.
Last dork question. The other way around, if you could take a major player from today's sports and time travel them to 1968 and they play in a game, which sport would you expect that star to have the biggest impact in?
I think they will all have impacts because the
– Like, so would Brady throw for 800 yards or would LeBron score 110?
LeBron would score because the game would be different for
– It would be basketball, yeah. Yeah, just the size and like a guy like LeBron James in that era, if they were 6'8", 270, would be super slow and glued to the floor.
I got to tell you this. Wheeler having diarrhea makes him even more confident somehow. Am I the only one picking up on this?
You just got to get to the point, Dave. You never know when you got to leave.
Doesn't have time to waste.
Yeah.
Basketball, clearly. Come on! Thank you, Matt Pauly.
You bet. Cry
loud. 451 DGS. We're going to end this show in the most classic KMOX way with Andrew talking about expired food.
All right. So this has been an ongoing feud in the household, right, with me and my parents. Everything they have in their house is expired. God love them. They've been living in that house forever. Before that, it was my grandmother's house. So everything you could ever possibly want is in that house, but it all expired in like 2000. So I my parents always tell me that I'm overreacting by not wanting to touch. Like, it started with this Chick-fil-A sauce that they had. They got it at the store. The Chick-fil-A sauce expired in, like, April of 2022. I didn't want to eat it last summer. And they're like, you're being absurd. And I'm like, I don't know. I just don't want to eat stuff that...
We got this sauce just for you, and now you're not eating it.
Yeah, like, I don't want to eat the stuff that's expired. I remember when, I guess it technically started because years ago they gave me some sunscreen that had that I used and didn't work, and it was because it had expired like 15 years before that. And then a couple of years ago they gave me...
15 years before.
Well, a couple of years ago they gave me this Neosporin tube. Because I cut myself helping my dad in the garage. And they're like, here you go. Here's some Neosporin for it. You don't have any at your house. The thing expired in 1995 when I was 5 years old. We lived in a different house then. That means unless it was my grandma's that was already at that house, we had moved it to a second location 7 years after it had expired.
You know what's interesting about this? Because your parents, I'm going to guess, a little bit older than me.
They are the 66.
Okay, and then my mom's 95. You don't get Frances Glover going on this one. Mm-hmm. She's just like, you pansies. She's like, we didn't need expiration dates. You ate it until it was gone. And we liked it. You know, she thinks it's the biggest punk move ever.
My parents say that too. And their defense to me as for why I shouldn't freak out about it is they're like, we have been giving you expired food since you were born. And I'm like, that's not better. That's not a defense.
Yeah, look where it's brought you.
Yeah.
And there's expired, and then there's expired.
Well, so I had this conversation with somebody else a couple of days ago, actually, and they say there's a difference between Best Buy and expires. If it says expires, you are legitimately not supposed to eat it after that date, because there could be something harmful about it. But if it just says it's Best Buy, you know, October 3rd, 2014.
I'm on your side of this. I'm very sensitive to this stuff. It always makes me laugh when you go to the grocery store, like, especially I see this in the meat department, mm-hmm. and it's like, okay, expires in a week, expires in 2 weeks, and there's always one that's like priced for quick sale. I'm not going to pull the fancy man card, but I'm not buying cheap meat, you know? Like, mm-hmm. if it's like, hurry, eat this in the parking lot.
mm-hmm. Eat this up in the next 3 hours.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
You can have it for
$1.
You can have it for $1 off.
75% off.
Yes.
You're like,
hey, that's right up my alley.
The cheaper it is, the less I'm going to go there.
It cooks up just fine.
Charge me double for I just cut it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the heat burns all that bad stuff off anyway, right?
Wheels, final report?
Getting ready to run.
Okay.
He's like, let's wrap it up.
Good luck
to you. I mean, I'm on the clock. We're okay, but, you know.
So, Wheels, good luck tonight and good luck tomorrow, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.